Okay, lo sisa sa shem a shem lo ke khalashov ki lo ina ki shem es aser isha ishmoy lashov. So there's a isur of nisias shem lashov. So the poshpshat, the posuk is talking about the concept of shvua. The shvua shov, that's lo sisa di shun carry the shem hashem. Because by Shvua, you are bound by the Shem Hashem that you can't do something. And if you do Lashov, that's the Isur. However, the Rambam paskins that, according to, he takes the Gemara literally, the Gemara in Brochus, that HaMivorach Brocha Shein HaTzricha Harei Ze Oiver B'Loi Sisa. Then a person is Oiver B'Loi Sisa by saying the Brocha Shein HaTzricha. And his posh pshat in the Rambam is Mashma, that's the Raisa. Okay, that's not the Magen Avraham. That's the Chayyot brings out the drum shita is that Broch Hashem Atzrich is the Raisa, Oyvi B'Loi Sisa. So the Minchas Chinuch already asks the question, he says, doesn't make any sense. Because the Gemara says that if a person says the Shem Hashem, Gemara in Temura, if a person says Shem Hashem for nothing, he's only Oyvi B'Ase. For the Pasuk is Hashem B'Loki Chatira. But the Gemara says there's no love. That's why there's no Malkis, there's no love. So there's no love if you mention Shem Hashem in vain. But if he goes ahead and makes a broch asher natzricha, he gets a lav. That doesn't make any sense. It's like you lay nak asher b'shmur l'shav. So Tosfos shita is in Rosh Hashanah that the Gemara says zoyve b'loi sisa is only over the rabbanan. It's on a smach the b'alma. Midoraisa is not over anything because he's praising Hashem. So however, if you say Shem Hashem in vain for no reason, you're over baseh. If you say asher Hashem Hashem in the context of a brocha, you're not over baseh. You're not oiver belav, you're oiver on the rabbonim. Shita saram is mashah that you're oiver the raisa. It doesn't make any sense. So the chayyodim asks, it doesn't make any sense. First of all, how do you see that from the pasuk? And why saying a brocha is worse than mentioning Shem Hashem levain? So says the chayyodim, it's not that, it's only the rabbonim, even the rabbonim is masking. But they made isur, the rabbonim means, what he means, lo sisa Shem Hashem lokech al hashav, means he's asmachta, he's like shuva shav. So it's also the Rambam is masking Tosfos. Pshlom Zaman asks a question, a second, so why is there losis Hashem al-Kech al-Shov? If there is a person is praising Hashem, what's wrong to praise Hashem? Why is the code in vain? He says, maybe because Chazal are mesaken brochas. If you're mesaken a brocha, so there is tikkun chachomim. If you could make a brocha at any time, people would not know that there is a chiyuv to make a brocha. People would say, okay, this guy is frum, he's making a brocha. So Chazal asked you to make a brocha bechinam, to tell you that when you do make a brocha, it's not only an allowance, it's not a permission to make a brocha, it's simply a chiyuv to make a brocha. But that's a true zamut. But it's mashal from the right, so it's the Magen Avraham, and it's so is mashal from the Rambam, that's the Issa Deraisa. If it's the Issa Deraisa, what's the chiluk between a brocha without a brocha? Without a brocha is an aseh, with a brocha is actual love. How can it be more chomor? The fact they're praising Hashem. Question number one. Question number two, the Goyin, in Parshas Veschanan says from the Posuk Shema Yisrael, you have in Remez, O Deseres Adibris. You have O Deseres Adibris. The Posuk Shema Yisrael, he says, Hashem Elokeinu, Keneged, Keneged, Anyecher, Nishem Lokecha. Hashem Echot, Keneged, Lo Yelecha, Elohim Achir, Malponai. There he says, what's the Hoyo Advorim Ha'ele? It's Keneged, Kabid, Savicha, Vesimecha. Why? Because what's the ultimate kibud? It's Divrei Torah. But the Goyin says there is no remez to one of the Dibris. There is no remez in Shema. Which one is it? It's Davka Dlotisa Hashem Elokecha Lashav. And the remez for it is Davka on the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi. Right? Baruch Shem Kavod Keneged Lotisa Hashem Elokecha Lashav. Says the Goyin, that's why when a person makes a brocha Hashem Natzricha, he should say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi Lo Elavoyed. Number one, it doesn't make any sense. First of all, why is no remez in Krishma? Number one. Number two, there's no remez in Krishma. So why Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi? How does he have to do with Lo Yisisa Hashem Elokech Al Hashav? And how does saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi, if he made the Baruch Shem Hashem, how does that rectify? So the three questions make any sense. Why is that mentioned? How is it an illusion? And why is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi a tikkun on it? So Rishi Brown showed me, indeed, a very interesting, the brother of the Maral, wrote the Sefer Kober Maim Chaim, which I didn't even know. And the brother of Ramchal says, there are three kinds of letters. There is one letter which is called the Oisus of Malchus, which is the Yud, the Hand of Vav, which are the shemes, the letters that compose Shem Shemaim. Yud Kivov is made of the Yud and Vav. But then there is the letters which are called Yoishvim Rishoyna B'Malchus. They are the front seat of Malchus. They are the ones which are next to the king. Are the prefixes of Shem Hashem. And you should know, the only few letters, the only six letters which are prefixes. And the letters are the base of Baruch, the Shin of Shem, the Chof of Kovod, the Mem Malchusoy, the Lamed, and the Vav. Those are the prefixes. There's nothing else. So Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed is keneged the Shem Shamayim, keneged the prefixes of Shem Shamayim, which is the base, Shin, Chof, Lamed, Mem, Vav. That's what it says. So now you see the remez to Lo Sis Hashem Hashem L'kech L'shav, because those are the prefixes. How do the prefixes of the Shem Hashem relate to Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusoy? And why do they relate to Lo Sis Hashem Hashem L'shav? So that's the second question. It doesn't make any sense. It's a very nice remez. How does that inherently relate to this Shem Hashem L'shav? And the third question is, if you look at the end of the Pasuk, the end of the Parsha goes and says like this. Says in the end of the Parsha, "Bechol amokim asher aski reshmi avo elecha verachticha." So Rashi says, any place that you, I allow you, askir means me, meaning I allow you to be maskir my name, avo elecha verachticha, I will come to you and bench you. So Rashi says, it means to tell you like this, that every place that they give reshus to maskir Shem Shamayim, it's a place where I can come and give a brocha, which means the Beis HaMikdash, which there is a Shlosh HaShchinah. So the Rashi says, Bechol mokim, every place that you mention the name, I'll come with a Shlosh HaShchinah uberachticha. So the Gemara in Soita, so Rashi is, the Machlok is Rashi in the Targum. So Michal Feinstein asks, the Machlok is Rashi in the Targum. The Targum says, Bechol mokim asher aski reshmi, means any place that the Shchinah will come, I'll come. When the place of Mokum Ashos Ashchina, I'll come and give you a bracha. So, Bechol Mokum Asher Asker Shmi means any place where there's Ashos Ashchina, the Pasuk says, Over Lecha Verachticha, I'll give you a bracha at the same time. Rashi brings, like the Morning Soita, the opposite. Bechol Mokum Asher Asker Shmi means any place that you mention my name, Over Yelecha, will be Ashos Ashchina, and I'll come and give you a bracha. Which means to say that the place where there's no Ashos Ashchina, you cannot be Maske Shem Shamayim. That's why you cannot be masked Shem Mephorosh, and you cannot be masked for sure the Shem Membeis, which is a higher Gilui in Birkas Kohanim. That's why, for Mimoy Shimon HaTzadik, the third Gemara says, Mimoy Shimon HaTzadik is Botlam. In what you call the Gemara says, they stop be Mevorach B'Shem. Toysa says, they stop be Mevorach B'Shem. Why? Because with Shimon HaTzadik, there's no Shas Hashchina, right? They Neramarovi Kova, there's no Shas Hashchina whatsoever. Now, for me, the Gemara says in Soita, he doesn't say that, but I'm explaining. The Gemara in Soita says that this pasuk is written backwards. Because the pasuk means to say, Bechol mokum asher ovo elecha verachticha, askir shmi. Any place where I come to Ashur Ashashchina, only there you could be maskir shmi. So the pasuk says, Bechol mokum asher askir shmi ovo elecha verachticha. But really, the pasuk should be saying the opposite. Any place, asher ovo elecha verachticha, any place which is Ashur Ashashchina, Shem Askir Shmi. But Rashi doesn't do that. Rashi says the Pshat of the Gemara, meaning that you're only allowed to bring, to be mentioned the Shem Hashem, where there's Ashur Ashchina, and he leaves the Pasuk in order. And the Pasuk doesn't make any sense, because the Pasuk says, any place which you'll be masking my name, I'll come by Ashur Ashchina. How do you see that it's only Mutar to be masking Shem in Ashur Ashchina? Right? So Rashi, the Gemara does right. The Gemara goes ahead and cuts and pastes. The Gemara goes ahead and restructures the Pasuk. That makes sense. But according to Rashi, how do you see that you can only be masked Shem Shomayim? The Pasuk is locher teri the opposite. Any place which you're masked Hashem, there is a Shos Hashchina. How do you see if there's no Shos Hashchina, you can mask Hashem? So to answer these three questions, we understand what's the idea of Brocha. First of all, what means Lo Sis Hashem al Sheikh Lakafr? The Pasuk doesn't say you should mention Hashem in his name vain. It says you shouldn't carry Hashem's name in vain. The idea is, says the Racham Kodesh, Lo Sisha, meaning that you are carrying Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem is there. You are being megal l'shem Hashem. When you do a shvua, you're being megal l'shem Shomayim to create a chalais. The pasuk says, don't carry the Shem Shomayim in vain. Because if you carry for nothing, you're expanding a Kodesh Baruch Hu kebiyochol for nothing. And the idea is that, why is a brocha so chamur? What is brocha? The word of brocha, Reb Tzadok says, in Rizis Elayla, brocha is expansion. Brocha is Meloshon Beis, Reish, and Chof. The Maral already says number two in units, in hundreds, in two, in tens, because it's the next level. It's an expansion. It's ribuy. That's why Avrocha said that if you take a tree and you graft to make from one tree more trees, you expand the tree outside. That's the concept of brocha. Right? That's Avrocha Sayilan. That when you take one tree and you graft it to make it many more, you expand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyochol has met something himself. And he created a vacated place, space. The brocha, what we do is we are megale and extend and expand Shem Hashem. So it says, why by brocha? By brocha is I have a fruit. It could be natural, it could be separated. I go ahead with a brocha and say that this is also a gilui kvod shamayim. So kibiyochol, I expand gilui hashchina to this. So the brocha is an expansion of Shem Shamayim. That's why it's called a brocha. When it says Baruch Ato Hashem, doesn't mean, says the Dev Shachaim, that you are blessed. That's wrong. Meaning you're expanding. I'm expanding your Kodesh Baruch Hu. You are Kodesh Baruch Hu, not Bishmei Shamayim Helyoinim. Even the Oretz HaTachtoina, I'm expanding you, and you are here. You expand Gilui Kvod Shamayim. That's what brocha is. Brocha is Meloshon Avrocha Sa'ilan. You're taking a Kodesh Baruch Hu and expanding it in many ways. That's what brocha does. You are kebiyochol carrying Shem Hashem. If it's a brocha shel natzricha, you're expanding Hashem in the non-existence. And that's the chisoron. The same way if you make a shvua shov, you're expanding a chalois of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on something that can't exist. So you're expanding him for nothing. If you make a brocha shel natzricha, you're expanding him for nothing. That's why he's Lassisus Hashem Hashem Elokei Chalashov. If you realize something Givaldic, that's what the Pasuk says. You know why the Shem Shamayim can only be Muskar Bishlemus in the Beis HaMikdash? So the idea is, the Pasuk tells you, B'mokoyim Asher Ovo Elecha Uverachticha Shabo Aski Reshmi. Rashi is telling you the Pasuk is written backwards because he's telling you the reason. Because any place which you masker the name, you're bringing a Kodesh Baruch Hu over Lecha Verachticha. Since by being masked in the name, you're expanding a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can only expand it fully in a Mokum where there is a Shras HaShchina. So Rashi, the reason why Rashi doesn't change the order of the Pasuk, the order of the Pasuk is telling you, when there is a Shras HaShchina, you could be masked in Hashem. But Rashi says the reason the Pasuk writes backwards is to explaining why. Why only could be masked Shem Shomayim when there is a Shras HaShchina? Because every time you mask Hashem Shamayim, you're creating a Shos Hashchina. You're expanding a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that answers. Rashi says, Eina Chinami, the idea of the Gemara is right. But the Pasuk is written that way to tell you not what the Halacha is, but why is that so? Says the Archaim HaKodesh, this same idea of Osis Hashem Hashem Lakach HaLashav applies to somebody who makes an appearance of somebody very from the Ker Hashem Shamayim, but he makes a Yush Chilol Hashem, he's not real. You're expanding a Kodesh Baruch Hu, carrying him. Beshov. So if you're a person who is a bad person, carrying Shem Shamayim, you're expanding a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lashov. That is Losisa. That's why I don't carry Shem Shamayim. Our lives, we are here with Brocha. Our Avoida is Brocha. Why is Avoida is Brocha? Because Avrocha Sayilan, we take a Kodesh Baruch Hu and expand, take things which appear to be separate and realize that this is a Kvod Shamayim. And that has to be for a reason, otherwise it's Lashov. If you realize that's what it is putting, well, our avoid is to put a prefix to Shem Shamayim. What is a prefix to Shem Shamayim? That the Shem Shamayim now relates to something else, connects to something else. That's a prefix. That Hashem, Hu Hashem, all the prefixes to Shem Shamayim, you're connecting a Kodesh Baruch Hu to a reality. Showing that this thing connects a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why I put a prefix to connect this to that. That is Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Voed. Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Voed is Yichud Eitato. In Yichud Eilo is not Shayach Shem Shamayim Levatola. You know why? Because there's no vacated space. You're not expanding a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's everything. In the world of Yichus Oshes, the going, no sisa sheshem oshech akalashav is not shayach on Krishma. On the Krishma, which is Yichud Eilah, there is no lo sisa sheshem oshech akalashav. Only by Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusoi is Baruch Shem, you expanding Shem to Kvoid Malchusoi. On that, there is a halacha that you expand it in the right places. To realize that in your mask, Hashem Shomayim, you're expanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you expand him in a mokum that he doesn't exist, that is Lo Sisa Hashem Shulkei Chalashov. That's why the Goyin says, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Void is the place where you're shayach to expand Shem Shomayim, and you realize that the mentioning of Shem Shomayim is expanding Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Void. So says the Goyin, that's why if a person goes ahead and says the Baruch Shnatzricha, and he wants to make tshuva, you know how you make sure? With the recognition of Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Void that I made, and this is wrong, because in Sh'etem I'm expanding Void Shomayim. If I'm expanding it Lashov, I'm violating, because Shem Shomayim is Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Void. Stating Goyen, that is a remez. You know to what? That is a remez of the prefixes. Because the prefix is the ultimate expansion of Shem Shomayim, that you connect things to Shem Shomayim through the prefixes. That, who, and. Mimili couldn't send the Rambam. The Rambam says, the same way you can't expand Shem Shomayim Lashov with a Shavuah, you can't do with a Brocha. If you mention Shem Shomayim Stam, it's bad, but you're not trying to expand him to a non-existence. So therefore, the Isur is not such a Isur. You are violating Shem Shammai because you're using for nothing. Is Hashem Elokei Chatir is only Aser. But if you expand HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lashov, expanding Shem Shomayim Lashov is like Shavua Shov. That you're expanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lashov. You're creating a Chalois Shov. A Brocha is creating a Chalois Shov. That's why Shitas HaRambam means that a Brocha is much worse. Because a Brocha is Baruch, is that expansion. If you expand him on nothing, he's like creating a chalois on nothing. So maybe we have to say that that's life. By us, we atem idev anikel. We carry Shem Shomayim. Ushmeinu korosa bishmecha. Our names are the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Israel is Yosar Kel. We carry the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because our lives is to expand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atem idev anikel. We are the ones expanding Kvoid Shamayim, which is the Brocha of Baruch Ato Hashem. So therefore, for us, the ultimate Avera is Lo Sisa Hashem Elokei Chalashov. But in the world of Krishna, such a thing is not Shayach. It's not Shayach to expand Shem Shamayim, when Shem Shamayim is everything. But in the world of Yichud Ato, which is Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Void, you have to realize that an expansion of Shem Shamayim is Gilui Kvoid Malchus Aleilam Void. If we don't achieve that, that's Lo Sisa Hashem Elokei Chalashov. Love.